Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Faster Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 3rd of July, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Plus, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Today, day 44 of no new confirmed cases of C-19. 11 people waiting a result, 21 people waiting for a test. Queenie Industries in real trouble. What's the solution? Have you been affected by the pandemic? How? Well, there's a survey for it. Now you can stay. There are three rooms for relatives at the new Clatterbridge. An internet exchange has been established on the Isle of Man. And bikers test speed at Jerby tomorrow.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines, 29 minutes to 6. Faster Mai, Dolan Mercer.
Faster Mai. Government's changed the COVID-19 testing procedure, meaning those who receive a negative result no longer have to self-isolate for 14 days. Previously, those tested would be legally required to self-isolate, regardless of the result. There have been no further positive tests for coronavirus again today. That's 44 days in a row now. There have been 6,589 concluded tests. 11 people are awaiting results. 21 people are awaiting a test. The Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister's promised bag limits for Manx Queenie fishermen will be reviewed in the next 2 weeks. Geoffrey Boot says the industry has to be careful not to deplete stock to unsustainable levels as the season opens this week. Further afield, Boris Johnson's urging people to stay safe and not to gather in groups of more than six when coronavirus lockdown restrictions are eased tomorrow. The British Prime Minister also says there'll be a moment of remembrance for those who've died before their time. People in England will be able to go to destinations including Spain, France, Italy, Greece and Germany without having to self-isolate for 14 days. The UK government's released a list of countries where travellers can visit from next Friday. Sports and the Formula One season finally started with teams being kept separate and masks worn by all. Lewis Hamilton topped both practice sessions for Mercedes. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Dolan, Fastamaya and Emsha Chu. Ronald's Way Met Office indicates some strong winds dissipating in the North Irish Sea at the moment. There's some mist on high ground on the Isle of Man. You say that again. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle everywhere on a fresh to strong southwest wind. They will ease later up to, overnight. We're down to 13 degrees, some more rain as well. Bank holiday weekend weather for Saturday. Jasan, a wet morning, then cloudy with dry spells, a moderate southwest breeze after midday, and 17 degrees daytime maximum. Rain and strong southwest winds overnight into Sunday. 13 degrees, the low temperature. Jaduni, early rain clearing to sunny intervals and scattered breezy showers. 17 degrees top temperature. Sunset set 7 minutes to 10. Low water was about 20 minutes ago. The tide's on the way back in. High water at 10 past 11 tonight. Sunrise 7 minutes to 5 in the morning. Low water 29 minutes past 5. High water's at 11:30.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
Well, the Queenie season opened this week, but scallops are selling for half of what they were last year amid a severely depressed market. The minister in charge, the Agriculture, Fisheries and Food Minister, Geoffrey Boot, says his department could review bag limits for the Queenie fishermen in coming weeks. Problems have been caused by the impact of COVID-19 and competition from king scallop fishermen in the UK.
Well, it's not been a good time for many businesses, and particularly fishing. It's been devastating in terms of lack of the market for produce. Preceding years, we've had difficulties with stock. It's an irony that this year we actually start the season with reasonable stocks, and for the first time we'll be able to bring some sort of spatial management in conjunction with industry, and it's as a result of industry that we are in that position. But the market remains very depressed. Information that I've received to date since the beginning of the season on the 1st of July is that market price is down by between 40 and 50%, which is not good news for the industry, although we have had a substantial support package in place, and that undoubtedly has preserved the sector to date as a result of loss of market. And hopefully we can do more going forward, depending on how things proceed.
Considering the fact that UK vessels, we understand, aren't coming here at the moment because it's not economically viable for them to do so, would you consider upping the bag limit for Manx vessels to allow them to land more?
Well, that has been a proposition. The Scallop Management Board, which is industry, in essence, that sends its recommendations to me, came up with a comprehensive list of recommendations prior to the start of the season. I accepted most of those, and I wanted to have a review of the market situation before we made any further decisions. However, I have undertaken to look at this, and the management board are reviewing it on a 14-day rolling basis. But it's a difficult conundrum. For once we've reasonably stocks available and we've got this spatial management going on and we've opened some closed areas and we're working with industry to ensure that we don't go and take all the stock, as it were, and end up in a situation as we have done in the past where we have no queen scallops going forward.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
How have you been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic and how do you see the future months? Well, there's an online survey to find out exactly what you think. A series of questions exploring, get this, a trade-off between economic benefits and possible further deaths from coronavirus if the island's borders were to be reopened. Chairman of Qing is Ralph Peake, MHK.
It's trying to understand really what the Isle of Man's thinking, really, how we're all thinking. So the idea of one of our directors of Qing actually put the survey together. He's got a lot of experience in this area, a local person, and we thought we'd put this together. So the questions, you're quite right, they are sort of very sobering and very stark. But the idea is you actually then get a feel as to what people's sort of priorities are and what they would consider to be acceptable. That's the driver for it. And it is a public survey, and it is going, all the results will be made available.
You're slightly compromised, aren't you? Because you're a departmental member of Treasury as well as being involved with Qing, so...
That's right, yes. Yes, I see those roles being very complementary, actually. I don't see them being conflicting at all. This is really about trying to engage with the public, try and find out what they're actually thinking, really. And it's interesting to see there's been about 520 completed survey results up to now. Three quarters of those are from women. And there's just 4% are actually over 65. So maybe, you know, coming here on Manx Radio, we can perhaps engage with that sector and perhaps get a few more people who'd like to take that survey themselves and complete it in.
Doing it this way, it's essential information for the government is to have a measure, but is this a way of government distancing itself from such a survey?
I don't know. I think the results will be there. It'll be open for everybody. I'd like to think that they would look at those and just take them as part of some information to reach a decision. I think it's a very good way of doing it.
It's basically lies versus money, isn't it?
Well, it's... That's life, though, isn't it? We have got to consider that. So you have got the economic impact and you've got the health impact. You know, we've gone through the stage where there's been a health crisis. It's really important to have a lockdown. It's really important to get people to isolate. But then we're now coming out of that. And luckily, the Isle of Man has had no cases now for well over 40 days. And we're coming out of that and we have to have a new future.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Manannan this morning, because of the deterioration in the weather, she didn't go, so she didn't come back. The next scheduled departure, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning from Douglas to Heysham, and returning at 2:15 tomorrow afternoon. The Steam Packet's fast craft continues to operate daytime sailings to Heysham. Our overnight freight service operator by the motor ship, Ben McCree.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The majority of Manx cancer patients travel to the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre in Liverpool during their treatment, but relatives can't always stay with their loved ones. Till now. The new Clatterbridge opened its doors to patients last week and includes three relatives' rooms funded by the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association. The charity raised £460,000 to fund the facility, which means family members will be able to stay in the hospital. The association's chairman, former cancer surgeon Malcolm Clegg, has been speaking to Sean Cowper.
Patients being treated in Clatterbridge may have relatives with them, but those relatives will be staying in accommodation outside the hospital. And if the patient is particularly ill, the relatives' rooms that have been paid for by the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association, three out of the four rooms, will be available for the relatives to stay on site and not have to go back to an anonymous hotel or bed and breakfast worrying about their loved one being quite ill within the hospital. So that's important for the Isle of Man. And it's something that people have said in the past can be difficult. You know, if your loved one is ill in the hospital and you are remote in a remote hotel, it can be difficult to communicate with you and you're on your own. You've got more support. So that's very important for Manx patients.
How important is that, knowing that patients from the Isle of Man are getting the best treatment they can?
Well, that's the aim. I mean, cancer is a condition that we know that there are many factors, that can improve outcomes. Early diagnosis is one, but receiving specialist care is a major factor in improving survival rates. When I was initially a consultant, which goes back a number of years, I treated a range of cancers, but I was only treating a small number of each type of cancer at a time. And me and the team behind me did not have the same expertise as people do these days, where consultants largely focus on one or two different diseases and treatments and do them very, very well, because you get trained to do them very well, you have the equipment to do them very well, and you have the whole team around you. So it's important from that point of view to get it gets better results by going to centres of excellence that have teams that are used to dealing with those cancers.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
At Westminster, the House of Lords Gambling Committee said video game loot boxes should be regulated under gambling laws classified as games of chance, bringing them under the Gambling Act 2005. If a product looks like gambling, feels like gambling, it should be regulated as gambling, and it should happen without delay, they said. Loot boxes have long been controversial in video games, as they offer players a chance at a randomised reward when opened. To further complicate matters, boxes can often be bought for real money and the rewards can sometimes be traded. Chair of the committee, Lord Grade, said loot boxes teach children to gamble and said the recommendations should be enacted today as they don't require legislation.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.in. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks retreated as a concern over a spike in US coronavirus infections tempered the optimism. The dollar was trading in a narrow range, supported by safe haven flows as a resurgence of the coronavirus in the US discouraged some investors. Crude prices fell as the resurgence of the coronavirus globally and in the US, the world's largest oil consumer, dimmed the prospects of fuel demand recovery. Gold was flat as worries over surging C-19 cases globally and lingering trade tensions between the US and China overshadowed matters. In corporate news, Rolls-Royce was under the cosh after confirming it's in the early stages of reviewing a range of options to strengthen its balance sheet. On the upside, commercial property landowner Land Securities gained as it said it planned to reinstate dividends after half-year results in November, as tenants reopened premises after the easing of the C-19 lockdowns. The numbers at the close in London at 5 o'clock, the FTSE 100 was down 1.3% at 6,157. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 0.5% at 12,528. And 5 o'clock in New York City, the industrial average, the Dow Jones, up 0.3% at 25,827. The tech stocks index, NASDAQ, up 0.5% at 10,207. The S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.5% at 3,130. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US dollar 24.6 cents. cents and €1, 10.8 cents. And in commodities, gold flat at $1,775 an ounce, a barrel of Brent crude oil down a third of a percent at $42.66.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the coastal waters forecast. Saturday is going to be cloudy with occasional rain and drizzle and mist patches. Outbreaks of rain at first on Sunday, quickly clearing to become bright with sunny spells, isolated showers. Sea temperature 13 degrees Celsius and the wind for Saturday, southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, then veering west or southwest in the evening. Wave height 0.8 to 1.2 metres, becoming 1 to 1.5 metres. Wave periods 5 seconds. High water, 11:30 tomorrow morning. And the wind on Sunday, west or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6. Wave height 0.8 to 1.2 metres, becoming 1.2 to 1.7 metres. Wave period 5 seconds. At high water, Sunday lunchtime, 19 minutes past midday.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries at manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
13 minutes before 6, an internet exchange has been set up on the Isle of Man. Manix, Manxix, allows the island's internet traffic to stay on island, driving down costs and increasing broadband quality. Founder of the exchange is Professor Adam Beaumont.
An internet exchange is an organisation that creates a central node for different network operators to get their traffic between each other. Usually, they're set up as a not-for-profit, as is Manxix. And the idea is that it optimizes the path that your data would take. So, for example, at the moment, it's very likely that if you send an email or do a video chat or send a file between one ISP on the island and another, it's very likely that that data actually goes all the way off the island, probably makes its way to London or somewhere else, exchanges with the other network and comes all the way back on the island. And obviously, that's not very efficient. And what that does is it drives up cost and it drives down capacity and quality. So this is literally a central hub where each member pays a fixed membership fee and they can exchange as much traffic as they want with the other ISPs.
You mentioned there it drives the cost down. How exactly does that work and how significant is that drop in cost?
I was a co-founder in 2008 of what's called IX Leeds, which is the Leeds and Northern Internet Exchange in the UK. And what that did over the course of a few years, by creating a competitive marketplace and connecting pretty much every single national operator, was it drove down the raw cost of internet connectivity, of what they call tier one internet connectivity, to the rest of the world. It drove it down by a factor of nearly 100, putting it on the same cost per megabit second, cost per unit data, as some of the global internet capitals such as Frankfurt and London and Amsterdam. So what that does is if you drive down the raw cost of data, that's the lifeblood of the costs of an ISP, and that's what they're paying for. If you drive that down, then you're also driving down the cost of business and consumer internet access as well.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai. Motorcyclists interested in racing can qualify for their licence by taking part in track days on the island. That's the message from Andreas Racing Association ahead of its ACU test event later this month. All riders with a road licence can take part in a track day at Jerby tomorrow. Neil Champion from the club says it's a good place to start for aspiring racers.
As a racing club, we're interested in people getting into the racing. So we're well set up for people to get their license. If they get a taste for it and think, oh yeah, this is pretty good, you can do the ACU training on the island, go out in the race school, and then you get your license and you can come racing with us.
Football and Foxdale AFC are looking for a new first team manager. The club issued an appeal on social media as they search for a new boss for the forthcoming season. The first team currently play in the second division of Manx football with their home games at Billy Goat Park. If you're interested or know anyone else who would be, you're asked to get in touch with Alan on 495 980 or Stephen on 426 494. Further afield, Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson insists they're comfortable playing away at Leicester in the Premier League tomorrow. The city's been put back into lockdown following a spike in coronavirus cases there. Hodgson's confident the measures in place to protect against COVID-19 will keep himself and his squad safe.
These are political matters. This is what's been decided. And as far as our match is concerned, as soon as the Premier League and the people at Leicester gave us the go-ahead and told us that it's safe to play there, I had no qualms about accepting that.
And two-time London Marathon winner Wilson Kipsang has been banned for 4 years for breaching anti-doping rules. The Kenyan was accused of missing tests and failing to provide details of his whereabouts. The former world record holder has the right to appeal.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Two departures and two coming back. The 4:30 to London City left 8 minutes late, and the 10:05 to Liverpool left 5 minutes late. Inbound tonight, that Liverpool returns at 6:40 and the London City at 8 o'clock. On the roads, well, Ballacrane traffic lights should be finished by now. If they're not, they're late. Old Church Road in Crosby, 24-hour two-way traffic signals for drainage work. In Ramsey, North Shore roads closed from Bowring Road to Shipyard Road, and no parking on Old River Road till the resurfacing work on North Shore Road's finished. Gary Road in Lazare is closed between number 6, the Gary, and the entrance to Corris Croft for bridge reconstruction. Just a note, from Timble Day for a month, Playhead Road in Baldrian is closed for resurfacing, although there will be access to properties maintained. Broadway on Douglas Prom is closed between the Prom and Derby Road for Douglas Promenade renovation till the 20th of October. And of course, Lock, Harris Central and Queen's Promenades, one way northbound and associated waiting and turning restrictions until the 14th of December. All the information at myprom.im or via manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Bikers who fancy testing their speed have got a chance to take to the track tomorrow. The Andrus Racing Association's hosting a track day for you if you have a road licence. It's ahead of an ACU test day next weekend if you're looking to get your race licence. Neil Champion and Dave Moffat from the association spoke to Manx Radio's Chris Kinley.
Bike sport is starting back up in the UK as well, although it's under a lot more restrictions. So, yeah, we are obviously in a much better situation. And we're obviously, if you own a motorcycle, you want to come and watch the races. But if you fancy getting out there, we're running some track days as well. And we're running on the, you just mentioned earlier before the last record, we've got a 2-day race day weekend, the 11th and 12th of July. On the afternoon of Friday the 10th, running into the evening as well, we're going to be running test and track sessions, and that's going to be open to road riders with a road licence as well. So you can come on your road bike. And we've got some other dates penciled in through July and August, which we'll be publicising once we get them nailed down, so that they're open. If you want to come and ride your bike around the track, off you go.
Anybody that wants to come and ride the bike this Saturday, the 4th of July, is also welcome to come. And on this occasion, we will take entries on the day.
Oh, right, OK. So if you could just come up and have a little tootle around.
Pay your money and go and have a tootle around.
If you're a road rider, you need pucker. You will accept two-piece leathers, but they've got to be full zipped together all the way round.
And a full road licence.
And we will need to see your full road licence, yeah.
Yeah, OK, that's important. So just like track days across there.
Yeah, we've tweaked the classes. We haven't done a wholesale change, but we tweaked the race classes, and we've got a class for people who don't have a national licence, so basically novices and clubmen. And within that we've got an under-18s award as well.
Oh, good.
And we've got, I think, five or six under-18s who have raced regularly now with us. Obviously, Milky Quail's lad is always out there as well, but there's a good handful of others.
Arnold.
Gareth Arnold as well. He's a fast lad. He's actually got a national license. He's been doing it so long. The youngsters are coming up. As a racing club, we're interested in people getting into the racing. So we're well set up for people to get their license. If they get a taste for it and think, oh, yeah, this is pretty good, you can do the ACU training on the island, go out in the race school, and then you get your license and you can come racing with us.
And if you're heading there tomorrow, the very best of luck. I just hope the weather stays as it should do tomorrow. Fingers crossed. For details of the stories you've heard this evening on Update, more Manx news, interviews, podcasts, and the largest store of Manx videos on the web, go to manxradio.com. You'll also see MTTV, Culture Van, and the Manx National Heritage. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. You'll get the full experience. If you haven't yet got the Manx Radio app, download it. It's free of charge. Updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Wint. Enjoy our national day. Have a great weekend.